Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Robinson, and as always, I'm so happy you're here. You guys, I'm sitting down by myself. I feel like I haven't recorded a solo episode in a minute, but hello, how are you guys? How's your summer been? When I'm recording this, we have literally turned the corner into basically mid-July. Not mid-July, oh my gosh, mid-August. See, I'm like stuck in mid-July and I can't even believe it is mid-August right now. And like this is the turning point, like this is the corner where we round it and we head into fall. Like it's crazy. I don't know about you guys, but every like website I typically shop at has been like fall collections coming out, which I love fall. Like September is absolutely my favorite month of all. Like it's just always such good times, good vibes. Everybody seems to get like a new wave of fresh fall energy. But I don't think I'm done with summer yet. Like I don't think I'm over it. And I cannot believe that like all of these sites I'm seeing, like Revolve, H&M, all of these sites I'm seeing fall fashion, and even like a few people. I saw someone the other day post on their stories that they got gifted the Anthropology Halloween glassware and were like making their coffee in it. And it's like, you're kidding. Those are the cutest glasses ever, but you're kidding. It is August. Let's just all relax for a second. Anyways, that's kind of how I'm feeling about the end is near, and literally we have like two Saturdays left in August, I think. And yeah, that's crazy. But summer has been a blast. I know my whole thing this summer, I've been really running with having a yes summer. And I'm so happy to sit here and say that I really do truly feel like I have been living up to those vibes. And it's been awesome. It's been so, so good. But one thing I haven't talked about here yet is I went to go see the Barbie movie. We actually saw it. I went with a friend. We saw it on the day it came out in the Red Deer Theater, and it was a vibe. If you guys have seen it, I want to know all of your thoughts and how it had you in your feels, because honestly, I feel like it still has me in my feels thinking about it and hearing everybody's thoughts after they see it. But yeah, me and a friend went the opening night. We had bought our tickets earlier that week. We didn't go crazy, but we both definitely wore pink because why not? But when I got there, I was there just a little bit earlier than my friend, so I got in the popcorn line. And there was a group of girls not that far ahead of me, fully dressed in like grad dresses, like full length gowns, like full sequin pink gowns. And I was here for it. I was like, that's the epitome of just having fun with it. You know, like what's the harm? Embrace the vibe, like go full out. Everybody had, I shouldn't say everybody, but there was a lot of people with their hair done and high heels and like gowns and dresses and like fully dressed in hot pink to the nines. And I was just standing there taking it all in. And I will say, as I was waiting in line, there was an older couple behind me. And I could hear this older lady just completely complaining. And no kidding, word for word, she said, "This is exactly what is wrong with our society nowadays." And when I heard that, you know, I kind of tuned in. I couldn't help it. I was standing in line by myself. So, and she just went off about how, you know, people feeding into the marketing of Barbie and putting all of their efforts and their time into dressing up to go see a film is just ridiculous. And our society doesn't have their priorities straight, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, girl, you need to lighten up. It is not that deep. And if you can't see the fun in it, I felt bad. I felt bad for her because I was like, okay, clearly you're not going to see Barbie. I don't know what you're seeing, but what is wrong with dressing up and embracing the fun and the hype of all of it? At work, we made a couple Barbie videos, and it was just, we all dressed up in pink on the premiere day, like our whole work team, we all put pink on, and it was so cute, and it was just like something fun, and I don't see the issue with that. You know, as I'm reading all of these thoughts and opinions about the Barbie movie coming out, there are those people that are like, well, I don't really care, or why do people care so much about a Barbie movie? It's stupid, it doesn't mean anything, blah blah blah. But it's like, actually, if you take a look into the movie, it was, I feel like, one of the most, I don't know, like fun with an underlying inspiring plot, right? And it was kind of true. Like, it was so funny because it was like an exaggeration or a play on the actual truth of what it is to be like a girl nowadays, you know? Anyways, if you haven't seen it, I highly suggest watching it. Throw on a pink sweater and just go watch it and have fun. And don't be that lady that was behind me judging everybody in the theater for embracing it, what it is, you know? But yeah, speaking of things I've been up to, I shared on my Instagram story, the 20-something girl podcast Instagram story, about my recent trip to the mountains, and I thought I would briefly talk about it here because it's just something interesting that happened. And yeah, so the other day, the other Sunday, me and my boyfriend decided to take a trip up to the mountains with our dog. And you know, we actually go to the mountains a lot. We usually go a bit past Nordegg, about an hour past Nordegg, actually. Out that way, it's just so, so beautiful. We don't do anything crazy. We don't do your typical hike very much, and by very much, I mean really ever, I don't think. I think we've done maybe one or two hikes, but we usually just take the day trip out there, you know, maybe go for a walk in the mountains, end up having a picnic and just taking the scenery. Very chill, nothing serious. But you know, the other day, we haven't actually been to the mountains yet this summer, which, like I said, that's pretty unlike us because it is one of our favorite things to do on a Sunday where we don't have anything going on. So we pack up our picnic, pack up our dog, and we are literally out of town by like 6:45 in the morning, which is a shock to even my own eyes because I, like I've said on here before, I'm a morning person. I think getting a dog made me a morning person because that dog was getting up and I could either be a grump about it or take this new opportunity to, you know, make myself a coffee, hang out with the dog, and just embrace the hours of no one being up. So I like getting up early and getting out there where everything feels super, super fresh and quiet. My boyfriend, on the other hand, isn't necessarily a morning person. He gets up really early for work, but that does not classify him as a morning person. So I was very proud of him, and he wasn't too, too grumpy in the morning, which was very nice. Regardless, we got up, got everyone out the door, and we were at the mountains by probably like 9 o'clock. And we decided to try, our plan was to do a hike. And we actually tried to do the All Stones Lake hike. So if anyone's familiar with that one, or if you've done it, please let me know how it is, because by the end of the story, you'll know that we didn't do it. But it's supposed to be really beautiful, pretty popular hike, I believe. And yeah, so that was kind of our day plans. You know, it's a bit of a trip and it's going to take up some time. So we decided to get out there early and just go for it. As we were pulling into the parking lot, we saw another couple. They were kind of getting ready and prepped and whatnot. And they went into the trail, not too far ahead of us, but a bit ahead of us. And after that, we started on our merry way. Let me tell you, it was, I don't know, I might sound super inexperienced, and I am such a rookie, but you're hit with a steep incline right at the start. So I was already kind of out of breath. But regardless, about 30 minutes into it, we hear like screaming, like yelling, like a man being so, so loud. Like you could tell he was just trying to be as loud as he could. Now, like I said on Instagram the other day, it wasn't like screaming like, yay, I'm having so much fun on this hike, woo. It was like, and it wasn't screaming like someone was hurt or, dare I say, getting attacked or anything like that. Like it wasn't that type of screaming, but it was clearly screaming that like someone was letting, you know, something else know that they were there. They were letting their presence be known, should I say. And it was just this man, like you could tell he was just yelling as loud as he could, and he wasn't saying sentences, it was just like one words. And, you know, so me and my boyfriend stop. I'm like, okay, there is only one reason why someone yells like that out here, right? And he was like, yeah, most likely there's probably something in the area. That spooked me out. I was like, absolutely not. I have to turn the ship around. I'm scared and I'm done now. And I'm just like freaked out. So the yelling went on for like a bit, what felt like a very long time. But like I said, it's always longer in the moment, right? But anyways, it just like wasn't really stopping. And we kind of thought maybe, you know, if people want to make themselves loud or known, maybe they would do yelling or make noise intermittently, but not consistently like this. So kind of waited around to see if the screams like turned into anything else or anything serious. Luckily they didn't, but they just kept going. So I was like I said, I was like, absolutely not. I'm just like really freaked out and all of a sudden I'm scared. And we had our dog with us, let alone just us, right? So we turned around and we actually started to walk back past a couple people, let them know what was going on up there. And yeah, we got back down. And I was saying on Instagram the other day that I felt, honestly, once we got to the bottom or even close to the bottom, I couldn't help but feel really lame. Like I kind of felt like really disappointed in myself that I couldn't, you know, have the confidence to keep going or push through or whatever, even though I was a bit scared. And yeah, like I was saying, I felt lame and I felt kind of like a baby, but it was all valid. And I appreciate every single person who messaged me saying, please don't feel lame, because it's so real. And I'm so grateful that so many people were able to make me feel less alone. So thank you. But yeah, and I was thinking about it. It's like, why did I feel so lame for a completely valid reason? And it just goes back to that, you know, you kind of feel disappointed when you don't accomplish something that you had set out to maybe accomplish. And that for us was the hike that day. And yeah, I've never heard anyone yell like that. And I was just imagining, like, what if we had to yell like that? What would we do in that situation? How would our dog react? All of these scenarios just like flashed through my head. Also, the fact or the flash of like actually encountering a bear in the middle of this trail was, quite honestly, the only thought that was running through my mind in that exact second. But yeah, I got so many tips and I thought I would share a couple, because I know I have had a couple people asking, but a lot of people reached out and thank you so much for your tips and your advice. And the main thing I think I took away is the only way you're going to be confident is to, you know the most about the situation, learn how to use bear spray, how bear bangers work, what to pack when hiking. And honestly, maybe I'm going to listen to like a podcast of hiking tips or learning about the wildlife and what to do in the encounters, you know, educating yourself, not just going in it like blindly. And not that we did, but at the same time, I wasn't prepped with a lot of confidence in if a scenario would have happened. regardless, those are some things that people were saying in my DMs and I thought I would share. But it was just the craziest, not craziest, like it wasn't that crazy. It was just something that happened the other day that I was like, wow, that has never happened before. Last summer when we went out to close to the same area, but a little bit further down, we had hiked up a little bit and found a really good picnic spot. Like I said, we are about an hour past Nordegg. And once again, this was last summer. We found a picnic spot, stayed, hung out, and ended up walking back down. It was beautiful. We were out there for, I don't know, maybe an hour or two. And once we got back to our car, a car pulled over from the highway and they rolled down their windows. We obviously had our dog with us and they were like, get your dog in the car right now. There's bears like very close by. So we were like, okay, whoa, what do you mean there's bears close by? So anyways, get in the car, get dog in the car. We're like, okay, if the bears are so close, they're obviously visible. Let's go drive down a little bit, see if we can find them. We couldn't, so, you know, turned around and we were like, okay, we should, like, they weren't just saying that. Maybe we should just drive by one more time. Drove past, like, the one little corner from where we just were. What do we see? We see a mama black bear and two cubs. Literally around the corner of where we just spent, like, the 2 hours. Like, that, I think, was my first time ever seeing a bear. And the fact that it was actually so close to us, I maybe is where this slight fear of bear is coming from, or maybe anxiety with bears is coming from. I was like, oh my goodness, thank goodness we didn't run into that like 15 minutes ago, and thank goodness someone told us to get in the car because there's bears. Like, it was crazy. They were so close. They were almost like in the little ditch between like the highway and the mountains. We got some really cool photos, obviously, in our car. Didn't get out, didn't stop, but we did slow down, of course. And it was actually such a beautiful sight, and just reminds you that bears are so beautiful. As frightening and as scared of them as I may be right now, they are such beautiful, beautiful animals. And they were just like prancing around and frolicking. The little babies were following the mama bear. It was so cute. But anyways, that was last summer in a very, not too far away from where we were the other day. So yeah, crazy. And it's just a reminder that I guess when you're out there, we are literally in their yard. So yeah. With that all being said, I'm going to work on my hiking knowledge, my mountain knowledge, and hopefully we can get out and actually do the hike before the summer ends, because I feel like if I don't do it relatively soon, and if I don't kind of gain that confidence and take the steps to become a more confident person in the mountains / wilderness, I might just get stuck in that anxious cycle. I don't know about you guys, but if I'm feeling anxious about a situation or about doing something, and if I don't kind of act on it right away or within a relative time frame, I should say, I kind of just spin in this anxious cycle, and sometimes I don't get around to doing things again. I just let that anxiety and that fear hold me in that place, and I don't ever conquer it, you know. But this is not one of those times, and I want to conquer it and go out there before the end of summer. So cross my fingers, hopefully that happens. I'll keep you guys updated. Speaking of anxiety though, I wanted to talk about something that has happened to me within the past year and just share a story and talk to you guys a bit about my therapy journey. I've opened up that I have had a multi-year, I don't know how many years exactly, but quite the journey with therapy, and I have done episodes about, you know, five things I learned in therapy. I feel like I'm pretty open about it. One, specifically because I do want to be a part of the conversation that therapy is normal, therapy is helpful, and it's okay to be going to it or active in it, whatever that looks like for you. But I wanted to share with you guys something that I'm going through and just talk to you a little bit about where I'm at in my therapy journey and where I'd like to go, maybe some benefits of therapy. We'll see where it goes. But first things first, a little update with my therapy journey. Last year, last fall, I think it was fall, my therapist ghosted me. Now, before I start this story and what that looked like, I really do want to start off by saying that what I'm about to share is not normal. If you are someone who is debating therapy or, you know, taking that next step and going and seeing someone, talking about something with someone, I want to say this is not normal. This does not happen. This did happen to me, but this is not the case in a professional setting. You know, these therapists are people who are there for you in a professional setting, and what I'm about to share is not that. And I think it's really important before I even share the story, and I think maybe why I haven't, because I don't want this story to detour anyone from taking the next step in your own personal therapy journey, because once again, this is not normal. This should not have happened. And I am, you know, personally taking the next step to, okay, I have to get over that hurdle. And what does the next step in my personal therapy journey look like? Because I do plan on returning to therapy one day and, you know, working on things, continuing to grow alongside someone here. But yeah, so please, please just know that. Do not take this story and say, yep, that's exactly why I'm not starting therapy, because I really, really don't want that, because the benefits of therapy are so, so much greater, and I would recommend it to literally anyone and everybody. You don't have to be going through anything, you know, anything crazy. You can talk about normal, whatever that may be. Whatever you want to talk about is completely up to you. But I had to say that before I share this story, because it is kind of a sensitive topic, and I'm aware it's okay. Before I say anything more, let's just get into it. So my therapist ghosted me. For a little bit of backstory, if you haven't listened to any of my previous episodes on therapy, I had been seeing this lady for, I think that fall would have been 5 years. So that's kind of crazy. I started seeing her in 2017, and honestly, going and talking to someone about all of the things I had going on, I struggle a lot with anxiety, and anxiety looks different for everybody, and I needed to find ways to deal with my anxiety and, you know, progress and grow with what I was dealing with. And she was a great stepping stone in that journey, you know. So that's a little bit of backstory on our relationship. I was going to her. I was having sessions bi-weekly and for a couple years, and then it morphed into once a month. So I was pretty regular, okay? This lady knew everything. She really did. You know, when you're in that setting, you are supposed to open up. You're supposed to share the things that you may not repeat ever again. You are supposed to have a safe space, and that is what she provided me for a very long time, and that is what therapy should look like. And yeah, so last summer, I guess it was, I won't get into specific timeline details, but she had double booked me. Okay, so normal time, I usually pre-scheduled my appointments. So when I was finishing up a session, I would schedule my next one for the next month. It was just easier for me that way. That way I was regulated and I had a schedule, and it wasn't up to me to make the appointment. Because if any of you procrastinating girlies can relate, if I have to make the appointment, it's probably going to be later than it should be. So I pre-booked sessions, and that's just what worked for me. So it happened that I got double booked, and I had never gotten my confirmation text. So as I was heading out that morning, I was like, hey, just making sure, like, I didn't hear from you, I'm still good to head over. And she said, oh shoot, you know what, you're double booked, I'm so sorry, do you want to reschedule? I said sure. So rescheduling date comes, she texts me, she's like, hey, I'm having car issues, I can't get to the office, would you mind doing a virtual appointment? Now, I have never done a virtual therapy appointment, and I think I'd be open to it now, but in that time, that's just not what my sessions looked like. You know, I live in a house with roommates. You could probably guess that there wouldn't be anybody home, and if there was, they probably couldn't hear you, but it just wasn't the space where I felt comfortable, you know, opening up and letting someone know, in case that, like, fear in the back of my mind, someone is secretly listening, even though I know my roommates wouldn't. But regardless, it's just not my style, and that's not how we were operating. So I said, okay, I would actually prefer in person, just please let me know. So at this time, just to give you a little insight, I was going through it personally. I was just having a little bit of a pit rather than a peak. we were in a little bit of a trench, and I could have really used some sessions, let me tell you. Okay. But I just couldn't get it. I just, you know, between the double booking and the rescheduling, it was like, okay, lady, like, I really got to get some things off my chest, but I totally understand that life happens, but, like, can you get me in sometime? Anyways, so I let her know that. I said, okay, down to reschedule. Please let me know as soon as I can get in. I'd really like to talk to you. So, you know, a couple weeks go past, no word. And so I text her. I said, hey, hope everything's okay. I haven't heard from you, but like I said, I really need to talk to you. Can I please book in? And no answer. So your girl is starting to get a vibe. The vibes are kind of going weird. So, okay, whatever. I leave it maybe a week, and I text her again. I say, are you okay? Has something happened? I can't get a hold of you. I just hope everything's okay. I get a reply a couple days later, maybe. She says, sorry, I haven't gotten back to you. I'm on leave. We'll talk to you when I get back. And I was like, okay. Didn't know you were on leave, which I would have maybe, like, appreciated an email or something, just so that I'm not worried. Or, you know, you're dealing with sensitive clientele, someone who is already anxious, and, you know, I've texted multiple times. You start to kind of get in your head about, did I do something wrong? Is it me? Am I the problem? You know, the works, of course. I mean, I feel like that's really normal. to, we always naturally assume we did something wrong because someone's not talking to us, right? Anyway, so I was like, yeah, okay, didn't know you were on leave. Let me know when you're back. She just never texted me. And it's crazy. So after that text, she just never, ever replied to me. Even to this day, I still haven't heard from her. I did text her back months later, and it was for myself. I really, really needed that closure on that chapter. So I texted her just saying exactly that. I need to close this chapter, and I hope you're okay. I didn't know it was going to end like this, but thank you for all that you have given me, and this chapter's closed. Best of luck. And yeah, to this day, I haven't heard back from her. She straight up ghosted me, and it does really make me feel sad still to this day. And I think when I think about it, I feel like a little piece of me will always be a little sad, because, you know, this is someone you have a specific type of relationship with, and that was the last way I thought it was going to end. And if you are in regular or even just frequent therapy sessions with, you know, a regular therapist, I don't know about you guys, but I always thought, when do we stop? Like, when am I deemed good now? When do I stop going to these sessions? When do we stop booking them? And I always thought about that, and I just never thought it was gonna be like this. And something I have learned within the past year is it shouldn't have been like that. And like I said at the beginning of the story, this is not normal. This is not how therapy works. This is not how professional therapists work. And I'm not sure what happened. I believe she is still operating, so I don't know about that, but yeah, that happened. With all that being said, you know, I come out of it, and yes, my therapist did ghost me, but the benefits I take away from therapy completely outweigh that feeling I was left with when my journey specifically there came to a close. And, you know, I would recommend taking that step to anybody. Like I said maybe a little bit ago, that you don't have to start that journey with a specific reason. Some of us do. Some of us, you know, a traumatic experience or mental health issues really lead us in the direction of taking the steps to explore therapy. But honestly, you don't have to. And I think it's really healthy to talk to a unopinionated, unbiased source and have a safe space to fully vent your feelings and have a fresh perspective, just give you insight and help you learn more about yourself. I feel like one of the biggest things I took away from therapy, and I might have said it in previous episodes, but is to be mindful and to how to recognize anxiety and what that looks like for me personally. And like I said, anxiety shows up in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. What does mine show up like for me? What are my signals that, okay, this, I'm starting to have an anxiety attack, or I'm reacting this way because of my anxiety, and how do I come down from that? And that's something I think I'm always going to be working on, but I think starting that journey and growing within that journey had really benefited me in a sense of gave me an insight on just signals and ways to identify that in myself. But yeah, I mean, I could talk all day about the benefits of going and talking to someone. You don't have to, and please, please, if you're thinking about it, don't wait till it gets bad. You know, no matter what you're going through, if you're even thinking about it, give it a shot. And I know people, you know, sometimes you won't connect with a therapist right away, and sometimes you do, and it'll just really hit. And that's really special. You know what I mean? Especially in our 20-something years, I mean, how much is changing in your life right now? Because for me, it feels like something's changing every single day. And the amount of growth we do within these years is just insane. How are we supposed to navigate any of it all by ourselves? We don't have to. And I feel like that gives you a really good outlet to just talk things through without, you know, a friend's opinion or a parent's opinion. You just need some guidance. You don't want opinionated guidance, if you guys know what I mean. But yeah, your 20-something years are crucial and pivotal, and it's so many firsts. Like, how do we know if you're in college? How do you know what comes next after college? You know, I hear a lot of people go through that lull after you graduate and before you find a job. How do you navigate this new life? You know, maybe you've been in college for 2-4 years. It's like, it's a big adjustment stepping into now the workforce or whatnot when you have identified as a student for however long. You know, it's just one example. And it's like we go from, I don't know, being in high school with, frankly, little, if any, responsibilities other than showing up to class, to all of a sudden, okay, now you're on your own, go find a job, go get married, go have kids, go do this. It's like, wait, but how? You know, go to the grocery store and have a fully stocked pantry, but like, how? That is something personally I'm struggling with. I do not know. I'm actually at my parents' house recording this right now, and it's like they have a fully stocked fridge with just fresh produce and probably, you know, meals for days. They have a pantry full of snacks and you know, everything you can think of. And it's like, how do you adult like that? Because I'm just trying to make a meal every night, and I usually go to the grocery store like 2-3 times a week because I forget something, I swear. But you know, like, how are we supposed to navigate becoming an adult all by ourselves? And frankly, you don't have to do it all by yourself. And you know, whether you have a team of friends around you, your family around you, a partner or whatnot, or even a therapist, it's just, we don't have to act like we know it all or have it all figured out by 24, 25, any age, really. I think part of growing up is figuring out that actually nobody knows what they're doing. They just kind of figure it out. And that's what I'm learning. That's what I'm learning lately, and it's very comforting. It's very, very comforting. But yeah, you guys, thank you for letting me share that story with you. And it is a sensitive topic, and you know, I have shared that story with friends and my family and whatnot, and honestly, for the first little bit, I was embarrassed. I was like, I can't believe I made my therapist ghost me. And that is just not the case at all. Like I said, we always go to, what did I say, what did I do, when someone doesn't or stops talking to you, when it actually wasn't your fault at all. And I think I had to overcome that, and I'm happy I'm sharing it on the podcast here, because like I said, I want to be part of the conversation that encourages talking about things and talking about, you know, moments we're embarrassed by and scared of and situations that make us feel anxious, like possibly running into a bear in the woods. Like, this podcast is a space for everything, and thank you for letting it be that and even listening to it. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, like I said, I've done an episode about five things therapy taught me, and it benefited me in a lot of different ways. And if you're thinking about it and you have questions, feel free, let's chat, let's have a conversation about it, because even though this happened, it doesn't take away my experience and all that I learned throughout my journey, and it won't stop me from continuing and pursuing a new journey, and whatever that may look like, I mean, because it's okay. Yeah. Anyways, I think after that big story, that is where I'm going to end it today. Thank you so much for listening to the 20-something Girl podcast. I appreciate you so much. Let me know if you have any thoughts, if you want to chat, anything like that. The DMs on the 20-something Girl podcast are always open. And yeah, I want to be friends, so let's talk. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. And yeah, bye guys.